the time, and the work. Foreigners in these cities must be reached. Those in responsibility must now plan wisely to proclaim the third angel's message to the hundreds and thousands of foreigners in the cities of America. God desires his servants to do their full duty toward the unwarned inhabitants of the cities, and especially toward those who have come to these cities from various nations of the earth. Many of these foreigners are here in the providence of God, that they may have opportunity to hear the truth for this time and receive a preparation that will fit them to return to their own lands as bearers of precious lights shining direct from the throne of God. Great benefits would come to the regions beyond if faithful efforts were put forth in behalf of the cities in America. Many would return to the places from which they came that they might win their friends to the truth. They would search out their kinsfolk and neighbors and communicate to them a knowledge of the third angel's message. Unless more is done than has been done for the cities of America, ministers and people will have a heavy account to settle with the one who has appointed to every man his work. May God forgive our terrible neglect in not doing the work that as yet we have scarcely touched with the tips of our fingers. After you have given something for foreign fields, do not think your duty done. In the cities of America, there are people of almost every language. These need the light that God has given to his church. 35 to 37.